Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm, specializing in business law and estate planning. TheCreamerLawFirm.com. We get things done. The agents and staff of Remax Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the metro, Remax Real Estate Concepts is HomeConnectUSA.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. You know, sometimes what we ought to do is put a camera in here so we could capture the time when we're off the air, when we're just kind of talking amongst ourselves. I think you guys would be really interested in what goes on, the backstory of broadcasting when you're doing live radio. With us in studio, as he is at least once a month, is our good friend Mike Caldwell from the Business Innovation Zone. Welcome back, Michael. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
And Happy New Year, sir.
To you as well.
Thank you. You're not all dressed in black today.
Usually, I'm wearing a blue shirt.
I know.
Today.
What is the deal, man? Is this a is this
feeling
a New Year's
radical
thing?
This
yeah,
morning?
It's just way out there. But still, no tie.
Never. I don't own a tie.
You don't own a tie,
no.
Really?
No.
I could fix you up. I know some
nope.
people.
Nope. It was my life's goal to never have to wear a tie again. I threw them all in the Goodwill donation basket, and off they went.
I see. All right. Well, Business Innovation Zone with Mike Caldwell has always got a program or two or three or four coming up. And let's first tell people what the Business Innovation Zone is that's attached
Absolutely.
To the Greater Des Moines Partnership, and we'll
yep.
go from there.
So, better known as the Biz, part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. I work with high growth potential startups, anywhere from I have an idea and I don't know what to do next to I need to raise some money, and angel investing on up to about that point. Mentoring, consulting, counseling, psychiatrist once in a while.
Right. And, you know, I was really interested. I'm grateful that you're here because, and I don't mean to make this as a surprise, you probably saw the report. The Battelle Institute really downgraded Des Moines with regard to its startup community as well as finding funding for various businesses. Were they not on the same page as the rest of us?
Yeah, I'll respectfully disagree with some of it, and not because of just optics, but I had this conversation with some people up at Iowa State University. I think that funding is there for great ideas. It really is. I think that for people who've not done a startup before, it's a lot harder than you think it is to raise funds.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say that, and our guest standing here is shaking his head up and down. You can say that until you realize what it takes. I'll give you an example. I had a gentleman say, you can't raise money in Des Moines. It's just impossible. I said, great. How long have you been trying to raise money? 2 years. Did you apply to Plains
really?
Angels? No. Why didn't you apply to Plains Angels?
I didn't know about them.
It's too much work.
Oh.
Okay, so yeah. Sorry. I'm going to give you $1 million, but you won't fill the form out? Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, Mike, you know, that is so reminiscent of what I hear from individuals who are in business out there when they come to me, or I speak on not only social media but marketing and advertising all over the United States. And one of the things I talk about is that while social media may be free, sort of, there's a real cost to time and effort and thinking.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And people go, oh, wait a minute, that's too much work for me.
That's right.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. So I don't want to make it sound that silly. The other factor is when you're raising money in central Iowa or in anywhere in central United States, it's not the same as raising money in London or Silicon Valley or Boston or Raleigh. It's or down in Texas. It's regionalized money.
Right.
It's easier to raise oil money in Texas.
Sure,
it's
it
easier
is.
To raise tech money in the Valley.
Right.
So that's a reality of life.
But I think based on our commonality in the world of economics here in Iowa, we're seeing that transition. It used to be very easy to raise money for agricultural types of things, but now this whole startup community is really catching hold.
You know, we've had our best year ever with Plains Angels yeah. and with raising capital. Clients of the biz last year that I kept track of raised over $5 million last year.
Oh, there you go.
So my numbers that I track on startups that actually went out and professionally tried to raise money, mm-hmm. went at it as a professional, mm-hmm. did very, very well. We saw Igor raise $2.5 million
sure.
last year. We saw Men's Style Lab bring in $1.8 million last year. And by the way, that's a clothing online retailer.
Right.
So that's not exactly agriculture. So at Igor's Power Over Ethernet Lighting, LED.
Again,
so to me, I understand what they're saying overall, but in Des Moines, I'm seeing probably a few people say, I want to do a startup. I'm seeing a lot more success for the people that are serious about it and going after it.
You got to be serious about it.
You got to be serious about it.
Just like any other part-time
job.
It isn't. Well, with us, and you brought him all the way from FunnelWise, which I think is an interesting group. Talk a little bit about our guest, Matt.
Well, Matt and I have passed each other's ways many times. He's been an established entrepreneur since I got to town.
Sure.
And I asked him to come on because he was starting something new. I think it's kind of interesting because he's tackling a problem that most business people say, yeah, that's a problem. Mm. And really success in entrepreneurialism after, you know, ability to work hard and stay committed and tenacity, you got to find a problem that's a real problem that people go, yes, it's a problem. And yes, I will pay you money to solve that problem. Please, here's my checkbook. Tell me how much. So that's, I think what's compelling is he's got something that to me, upon successful implementation, people will write a check for this.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Welcome, Matt, to the NewsHour, CEO of FunnelWise. This is, it's an interesting, according to FunnelWise, you're able to view your complete revenue funnel. What's a revenue funnel, and what are you doing?
That's a great question, Michael, and thanks for having me, by the way. I appreciate the chance to be on here. Probably the best way to answer that question is just to give you a little bit more of the context around mm-hmm. FunnelWise, real briefly. FunnelWise is my second startup. I had previously built a company in the construction software space, and in the process of building a sales and marketing organization over 5 years, I feel like I spent half my life in Microsoft Excel, downloading data from our CRM system and our marketing automation tools and other software, and really managing the analytics around our revenue funnel. And that's really what led me down the path into wanting to start something new with FunnelWise in particular. It's really the numbers around your incoming revenue process.
Now, is it across a wide range of businesses can use something like this? And what does it really do?
Well, it's interesting. I started out very frustrated, as I mentioned, with dealing with spreadsheets. And we went through a process this past year. We've actually been working, we being myself and a small team, have been working on FunnelWise for a little over a year now. And before we got to the point of writing code or really finalizing a product, we wanted to make sure we understood the space. So we set a goal of going out and interviewing at least 100 marketing and sales leaders to get their feedback on it. And what we found from talking to all those people over the course of 3 or 4 months early last year was the biggest pain point was that connection or that disconnect between marketing and sales, that there's a tendency for marketing to look at their numbers and for sales to look at their numbers and not as much overall management of your entire funnel from top to bottom, if that makes sense.
Sure, it makes sense. You know, one of the things that people ask me all the time, and this is because I'm in that world of advertising and marketing because that's what I do, I contend that lots of folks spend way too much time looking at analytics. We have a client, for example, in another part of the country who measures everything on how many page views that they get and all these other kinds of things. And I'm saying, at the end of the day, what are your sales? You know, what's driving revenue for your company? And let's cut out all this superfluous stuff that we're doing and let's focus on what works rather than poring over documentation of analytics.
I would agree that it's certainly possible to have too many analytics, and you really have to use analytics with an understanding of what matters most to your business. It's been interesting talking to people. We've found to be the best fit are businesses that have a good understanding of what leads them to revenue. So those steps higher up in the funnel, which isn't everything in the world. No. It's not 100 different KPIs. It's, you know, focusing in on those core steps that lead you to revenue. Interestingly, a lot of the companies that we're starting to work with are more in the tech space because a lot of other tech companies have a better understanding of what the precursors are to get them to that final revenue.
All right. So explain to us in layman's terms how this works.
Yeah, FunnelWise ultimately is a tool that plugs in and imports data from your CRM system like a Salesforce.com and from a marketing automation tool like a Marketo or HubSpot. And it gives you a tool to not only visualize your entire funnel, but it gives you a powerful planning tool to figure out where you need it to be at in the future. And so it's that alignment issue that companies use spreadsheets for today.
Right. So that's the crux of this entire thing is while businesses, and I agree with you, it's important to look at the numbers, but if you're spending so much time and so much energy gathering all of that data and then trying to figure out what it matches to, you're losing a lot of time, a lot of precious time when you could be refining your message more succinctly.
Absolutely. And actually what we found with a lot of companies, probably 90% of the companies we've talked to, they are looking at this data, but they're doing it in Excel.
Right.
And they're spending literally days and days at a time pulling it together and figuring out what to look at, what to not. So we're hoping to streamline a lot of that process for them.
Well, along with FunnelWise, which is what you're going to be talking about at Mike's Place on Wednesday, you also have another company that I found interesting. This is an investment company or venture company? Or what? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so my background, it's a little bit different. My career actually started out as an architect. In fact, I'm a licensed architect in Iowa. I practiced with a firm here in Des Moines. That's how I got into the construction software space previously. And one of the things about architects is that they're brilliant, talented, creative people that not all of them are the best at running businesses at points. So my side interest is in helping architects develop better businesses. Mm-hmm. And I've got a company, Shred Venture Group, that's focusing on that. The ultimate goal is to invest in design firms, start up and growing design firms. But right now, we're spending a lot of time learning about that space and figuring out best practices to help architects be more successful.
With regard to architecture today, what are some of the trends that architects are really holding on to and moving forward in that space of design?
Well, I think the big topic over the past 10 years has been sustainability, right? Yeah. Being more environmentally friendly, and really not only how that helps the environment, but how that translates into healthier living environments for all of us that inhabit them as well. So I think it's an ongoing discussion you still see in the architectural design
space. And we're seeing so much more conversation about LEED design.
Yes.
And making sure that those buildings are not only economically run, but again, sustainable.
Yeah,
it's very interesting to watch that transition. And there's some commonality, I think, too, about what we're seeing with just design structures and how, and it's interesting to look at over the years how decades change, how one style of a building will be really hot. So I suspect there's trends that we go through. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, there absolutely are. You know, we've actually been really fortunate in Des Moines in particular that we have such a great history of really talented architects here that we've been at the forefront of a lot of those things. We've gotten a lot of recognition for it. And even Des Moines being a small town, we've got examples of some of the best architecture in the country from different decades over the past 100-plus years. Yeah. It's really cool to see.
And what else is very cool to see is having the opportunity to repurpose some of these historical buildings that are all over the place and turn them into usable structures once again with an eye toward being sustainable at the end.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. The company is called FunnelWise, and it's a way to put sales and marketing and analytics together on the same page without poring over dozens and dozens of spreadsheets. And Matt is going to be part of the Business Innovation Zone luncheon on Wednesday. Talk about that, Mike.
Yeah, so the luncheon's 11:30 to 1 on Wednesday this week. If you are wanting to join us, it's a free if you want to bring your own lunch, and it's $15 if you want us to get your lunch for you. You can find us at www.bizci.com.
And every month you get to do this?
We do this every month. Yeah. That's right. I'm sorry. You were trying to cue me up and I missed it. Thank you.
Hit that ball, Mike.
There we go. I'll wake up.
There you go. What's the blue shirt, man? It's putting you out of touch.
It's not a blue shirt, yeah.
Matt, thank you for coming in and talking about FunnelWise. And good luck on Wednesday. I'm sure that, you know, it's an intriguing thing. And I'm sure that, you know, in the very short space that we had to talk about this, to wrap your head around, okay, what is it exactly that this is going to do for my business, no matter what that business happens to be. Good stuff.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, sir. Thank you. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, there are no markets today because they're closed due to the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. However, we do have something interesting for you. What are the most hated corporations in the United States? What are the most hated companies out there? We've got five of them for you, and we'll share that next. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.